Welcome to the Building Church. At the Building Church, we are committed to raising up people of balanced stature for Jesus in all phases of life. Join God's servant, Pastor Jeremiah James, as he brings the word with clarity, grace, and truth.
Glory to God. Wow, what a way to begin a month. It's November to remember. And God started with us with his honor upon us, seeing and experiencing the honor of God. There's a way you can see something and not experience it. Well, that is not your lot. We are going to both see and experience God's honor. Because this month has been declared as our month where we are going to see and experience the honor of God in the name of Jesus. It's already our reality. You walk in the fullness of it. Very quickly before you sit, I would love you to pray that word into your life. Just like you saw in the recap, the Bible shows us that one of the ways a man can experience the honor of God is that the name of God is upon him. In Philippians chapter 2 from verse 9, the Bible showed us that after Jesus went through all he went through, the only reward God could give him was to give him a name that is above every other name. So the name of Jesus is above every other thing. Right? So one of the things God can give to a man that he honors is his name. Another thing he can give is his word. And that is why in Psalm 118 verse 26 that we saw yesterday, the Bible showed us, he said, blessed is he that come in the name of the Lord. He said, from the house of the Lord we bless thee. What it implies is that there is no way you can enter into a month and you come in the name of the Lord and you are not going to receive blessing. Following the name of the Lord is blessing. I say following the name of the Lord is blessing. Glory to God. And then in 1 Samuel chapter 17, the Bible showed us David and Goliath. Goliath came with javelin. It came with his system of advantage. Why David came with a name? He said, you come against me with sword, javelin, and all the other department you have. He said, but I come against you in the name of the Lord. At the end of the battle, please, who won? The one who comes in the name of the Lord can never lose the battle. This month, is that month where every battle you have been struggling with from January to October, this is your own month of victory. Because you are going to experience the honor of God. So I want you to pray very quickly that in the name of Jesus, this month I come in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord I've been blessed. No rejection, no loss of battle. In the mighty name of Jesus. Is that how you command the month? Don't forget we are still commanding the month. So pray that in the name of Jesus, this month I come in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord I'm being blessed. There is no rejection, no limitation. In the name of Jesus. And then the prophetic word God released in our direction. Some of you are going to leave the village again. In Luke chapter 19 verse 30. The Bible showed us that Jesus said they are going to enter into a village. He said, go to the village ahead of you. And you will enter it. You will find a coat tied there. Listen to me. If there have been times when you have been tied, when you have been restricted, there is no movement, there is no advancement. This month is that month for you where the honor of God is about to untie your testimony, is about to untie your miracle, because God said this is the season where there will be many untyings. I don't know. It might be in your place of work. It might be in your career. It might be in your business. Whatever it is. In the name of Jesus, there are many untyings. Some of you are leaving the village and you are going to the place of recognition. You are going to the place of celebration. He said, go to that village. There is a coat there. Untie it. It is time for my honor to sit on it. It is time for my honor to sit on it. Untie that coat and bring it. And immediately the Bible showed us that they begin to celebrate the coat that was looking as if it was rejected. Some of you have felt rejected, but there's about to be a change and it's beginning this month because you are coming in a name. You are coming in the name of the Lord. I am an ase paramako sakilaze. You can do better than what you are doing now. Oh, rabababa shaka paranamanikades. Pray, pray, pray. I come in the name of the Lord. And then in verse 35 of that same Luke 19, the Bible showed us. He said they begin to put their clothes. They chew their clothes. Their clothes. Some of them, sometimes some people will have to throw their credibility on you because the honor of God is sitting upon you. Then in Psalm 34,
Psalm 24 verse 8, the Bible says, lift up your head, O ye gates, be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. He said, who is the King of glory? He said, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Whoa, you have entered into that battle with the Lord seated upon you. The King of glory is already seated upon you. That means that your own battle is already won. The gates you have been knocking before that have not been opening begin to open on their accord. The Bible showed us in Acts of Apostles chapter 12 a story about Peter. The Bible said he was bound with chains. But all of a sudden the angel of the Lord entered into the prison. And when he hit Peter, the Bible said the chain fell off. Some of you, your chains are about to fall off. I say there are many untying. And then the Bible said they begin to move. And the gates open on their accord. They enter the next gate. It open on their own accord. What it implies is that the King of glory is seated upon you. There is the seal of God's approval on your life. And what that does to you is that going forward, there can never be a door that will be shut against your destiny. There can never be a door that will be shut against your lifting. You can do better than what you are doing now. I still feel you can pray better than what you are praying. Arabana ko samera kimose. Om bando sake maramana mekaya. Pray. Pray. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name have we pray. It's my prayer for you that in the name of Jesus, the honor of God will be upon your life. We are saying that amen. Sounding some honor of God will be upon your life. Whatever limit God has, Jesus will give you glory. We thank you because you are God. Thank you because you are King. Thank you because you answer prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, have we pray. Please, can you celebrate somebody to your right and to your left? I say celebrate, not say clap for them. I say celebrate them to your right and to your left. And say, welcome to the month where you experience the honor of God. Where you are going to see the honor of God. Where you are going to see the honor of God. And experience the honor of God in Jesus' name. Glory to God. I said glory to God. This is the camp of the doings of God. This is where God shows his doings. The Bible says in the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 14, verse 17. He said, he left not himself without a witness, in that he did good and sent rain from heaven. So what it implies is that God did not only send rain from heaven, he sent the building church. In that he did good, he did not leave himself without a witness, he sent the building church. And then what we are going to do, I'm actually quoting from KJV, is that we are going to have plenty of food and our hearts will be filled with gladness. I say our heart will fill with gladness. He said, nevertheless, he left not himself without a witness, in that he did good and gave us the building church and fruitful seasons and filling our hearts with what? With food and gladness. See, your heart will be full with food, spiritual food and gladness. You are the ransom of the Lord. Therefore, you return always. He settled. It's done. In Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Father, we thank you. Please celebrate somebody again and be seated. God is good. I say God is good. All right. So, again, in case you are coming for the first time, my name is Jeremiah James. I'm the privileged lead pastor of the building church. And with me is my beautiful wife, Pastor Lois James. Together, we have been saddled with this responsibility and assignment. And just like I said earlier, there's never a time when God is not doing something mighty in our camp.
Our vision is to build a people of balanced stature for Jesus in all spheres of life, to live a life of impact and societal transformation. So if you are here, you are in for a building. And one of the things that is going to be built is your destiny. Because the Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 12 verse 15b, it said a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possession. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possession. What that Bible is telling us is that you are not lifted by the things you have. You are not lifted because you serve in the army. You are not lifted in the definition of God. You are not blessed because you have first class. No. It is what that abundance that you have is doing to another man that they use to measure your life. So the real worth of your life is not that I do UIUS. I'm a mentor to some. No. Or I'm a politician. No. It's not in the abundance of your possession. It's not in the abundance of your gift. It's not even how weighty your gift is. It's how many people stop crying because you are gifted. Yes, it's how many people are lifted because you are gifted. So the redefinition of your life is for impact and societal transformation. And then we shredded this on three layers. We call it the inner man, the practical man, and the outer man, which is a reflection of our core values. Our core values here actually are the ones that speak before we even say anything. So number one on our core value, number one thing that we hold in high esteem is your spiritual growth. Somebody say spiritual growth. Is your spiritual growth. The second thing we hold in high esteem is what? Service and impact. Service and impact. Another thing we hold in very serious item is personal development. Not just that you are spiritual, but that you are also developing personally. Personal development. And then we hold in honor. Honor. We hold in honor. Honor. So we are a people of honor. We are very honorable. Glory to God. And then another thing is excellence. Excellence is a language. It can be spoken anywhere. So it's one of our languages that we speak. And then the second thing is love work. The next thing rather is love work. The next thing actually is faith. And then family life. And then societal transformation. So all of these are the ones that we group together into layers for the inner man. So the core value, one of the things the core value is in is that it's building your inner man. In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16. The Bible says, he said that you will strengthen me with strength in my inner man. You will strengthen me with strength in my inner man. So what it implies is that the first thing that we need to be built in your life is your inner being. That your strength, you see, a man cannot fail until his strength fails him. And that is why in Ephesians, in Proverbs chapter 18 verse 14, in Proverbs 18 14, the Bible says a man's spirit sustaining him in infirmity. He said, but a cross spirit who can bear? You cannot have a practical life. You cannot have an outer life if your inner man is not built. If your inner man is not built. Everything you are building is a mirage. If there is nothing being built in your inner man. I'm praying for you that you are strengthened with power in your inner man. In the name of Jesus. We are saying that. I say you are strengthened with might. In your inner man. By the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. So if you are coming for the first time, you are welcome. At the appropriate time, we are still going to welcome you more appropriately. Glory to God. All right. So this month, as you have already seen the recap and you have already seen us saying, has been declared about as our month of what? Of seeing and experiencing the honor of God. So as such, we have chosen every Sunday to speak about an aspect of honor, which is most important one, which is honor towards God. And then every Wednesday, we pick and focus on love and respect. You see, you don't want to miss any of this series for any reason. Now, today, what I'm actually going to be doing is actually to lay the foundation on how we are going to fly. So are we ready for me? I say, are you ready for me? All right, glory to God. Father, bless our hearts again. Just while you are seated there, pray Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. The Bible says that God will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the heights of understanding will be enlightened, that we know the hope to which he has called us, the riches of our glorious inheritance as Christians. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Pray. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name have we pray. Father, pour your heart to us. Transform our lives. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing dragging. In Jesus' mighty name have we pray. Honor towards God. The introduction. So, I want you to understand that anytime we are trying to introduce, it was Apostle Meanwhile actually who said, he said, a teaching church is the hope of the body of Christ. So, and anything that have to do with teaching, have to be built on doctrine. The Bible said they gave themselves continuously to the apostles' doctrine. Other translation said to the apostles' teaching. That is in Acts of Apostles chapter 4 verse 40. Acts of Apostles 4 and 2 rather. Acts of Apostles 2 from verse 40 and then 41. He said, with many other words, he warned them and then save yourself from them. 41 now. Acts of Apostles. He said, those who accepted his message were baptized and entered his next verse very quickly. He said, they devote 42. He said, they devote themselves to apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. If you check KJV, KJV used the word doctrine. He said, they devote themselves to the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. And there is nothing that can be doctrinal if there are no reference to scriptures. Don't forget, I am not saying to theology. Theology and doctrine are not the same. Are we on the same page? So, they devote themselves to the apostles' teaching. Other translations say, they devote themselves to the apostles' doctrine. To the apostles' doctrine. So, anything that is doctrine or that is a teaching, we have to take its rooting from scriptures. So, you can't be in the building church and not like the word. Because in Acts of Apostles chapter 20 verse 32, Acts of Apostles 20, 32, the Bible says, I commend you to God. I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which he can build you up, which is able to build you up. I'm actually reading KJV, which is able to build you up and give you up. Because you hope you know, there are some scriptures we learned, like this one now. All these scriptures is no, I don't need to go and read them. When we were growing up, those are the scriptures they taught us. So most of those scriptures were in KJV. So me trying to read it in NIV, even if I'm reading in NIV, it's KJV that will be ringing in my mind. Yeah, you get. So you see, it's comment. If the KJV NIV say commit, and I was saying comment. The people that are projecting always follow the English I'm saying, so that they won't think your pastor does not understand what he's saying. So that I'm not saying comment, and then they are saying commit. Are we on the same page? So it's KJV. Say, now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all who are sanctified. That means that all the people that are sanctified have inheritance because they are commended to the word of his grace. And in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18 that I read the other time, he said the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we will know the hope to which he has called us, the riches of our glorious inheritance as Christians. So what it implies is that without the word, without understanding, there is no inheritance. All that God planned for you in the word, if it is not being taught continuously, you will be doing jamboree. What we just find ourselves doing is teaching human doctrines. Any teaching that is void of scriptures, because God actually did not start anything without the word. In Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was void and formless, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. Verse 3 says, and God said, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the deep, rather. And he said, and God said. And then in John chapter 1, verse 1, he said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He said, it was with God from the beginning. He said, it was with God from the beginning. He said, through him all things were made. So that means that your life cannot, hope you know, to make is to build. Your life cannot be built without the word. He said, all things were made. Without him was nothing made that was made. That means that we are just going to be building nonsense if it is void of the word. So you cannot say you like church, but you don't like word. Kai. No, not me. The only way you can like church is to like the word. And to be attentive. To follow scripture back to back. So to be attentive to doctrines. So when we are talking about honor, and that's what I said, in our core value, one of our core values is honor. And that's why I say we honor honor. We honor honor. And do you know what something about honor?
is that honor is threaded into three layers also. Three. There is the honor towards God. There is the honor towards men. And there is the honor towards laws and principles. So when we say seeing and experiencing the honor of God, we now pick an aspect of it to focus on Sundays. And the other two aspects of it, love and respect, will be focused on, which is law towards, honor towards men and honor towards laws and principles will be considered every Wednesday. Are we on the same page? In a topic we call love and respect. Are we on the same page now? All right. So why are we not doing this? Why are we saying all these things that we are saying? The first thing I need you to actually write down, then we'll begin to consider scripture, because we're jumping from scripture to scripture, is that every closed door in life can be traced to dishonor. Every closed door you experience in your life can be traced to dishonor, either to God, to men, or to principles. And that's why I said honor towards God, honor towards men, and honor towards principle. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 13 verse 15, it said, good understanding win favor, but the way of the unfaithful is hard. Good understanding win favor, but the way of the unfaithful is hard. You see, that word, the way of the unfaithful is hard here. Yeah. If you check KJV, KJV do not use the word unfaithful. KJV use transgressors. There's a difference between transgression and sin. To transgress, is actually to violate. Give it to me in CEV. Let me see if CEV use violate actually. Give it to me in CEV. Sanjay member, people with that good sense are on their way to disaster. There was actually a translation I read that used the word violate. Or you can check your dictionary. Please carry me back to this thing, since when is not where I'm looking for. Carry me back to where I was asking for KJV. Now, the word transgression here, that the way of the unfaithful is, don't forget to, I said every closed door in life can be traced to dishonor. Every of it. Either number one to God, number two to men, or number three to principles. Our marriage is not working because we are Christians. Our marriage is working, number one, because we are Christian, and number two, because we understand the principle through which marriage works. If you stop communication between me and my wife, you'll be shocked. We'll be fighting in church. I would not preach it, you just stand up. The way you think you're a Christian, you're a Christian. Don't give to the law of the Bible. You will be shocked the things you can do. In fact, an unbeliever will preach to you to be converted. And that is why the Bible says, as newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you will grow thereby. And I love something somebody said. We have been seeing that light as if the Bible says that newborn babes should desire the sincere milk. The Bible did not say newborn babes desire the sincere milk. He said, as newborn babes, there is something we call sucking reflex. It gives the parent and the doctor and the nurse concern when a child is born and there is no sucking reflex. You cannot outgrow as newborn babes, because most times when some of you gave your life to Christ, they will do fasting and prayer in church. You will come and advise the pastor, say, let's do 7 weeks. Then all of a sudden, the same you are in church where they preach for 30 minutes and the time is too long. It means that your sucking reflex has been affected. When you gave your life to Christ, you believe this scripture to mean that you are newborn babes. You should go for the word. You should go for retreat. Let me tell you, your life needed a feedback that somebody is sick is the first thing that will leave him is appetite. Yes. One of the things that will show that your spiritual life is on K-leg already, that all your spiritual life is almost gone, is that the things that you used to desire before no longer be your desire. When you pray 5 minutes, you are already coughing like a coughing machine. 5 seconds, then your desire is towards season film and Z word when there is a reward. I have left you. So as newborn babes, desire this. He did not say you are newborn babes. He said as newborn babes. And that means that the first way we can understand what he is saying is to understand newborn babes. There is sucking reflex. If you give a child $1,000, that guy is going to eat it. A newborn babe. Because his desire is to just put anything in his mouth. And that is why when we are not talking about churches, we are always saying that your appetite can also affect, because if you feed on negative things, hope you know many children have died because they ate contaminated stuffs. So that the Bible says, as newborn babies, that is the enemy of God. Do not go and read the law of power, the law of Kenneka. You are not reading everything. You will soon die. Because you are not feeding correctly. And that is why I said, the hope of any church, the hope of the body of Christ is standard on a teaching church. And there cannot be a teaching church if all we are teaching is principle and law and Kenneka or whatever, and we can't trace you back to scriptures. One of the ways actually you will know that you have not been in church and you are not listening to sermon is that you listen to things that don't have scripture. For 30 minutes, they have said something and there is no one scriptural reference. There is issue for you. I'm telling you. They have said plenty of things, no scriptural reference. They are written. Give me energy. Say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Say, yo, yo, yo. Then, something like, move your leg, move your leg. Can you see the devil in front of you? Step on him. Move him now. Well, go and listen to that message. The author of a speaking priest. Very powerful service we had on Wednesday. But every closed door you experience in your life now, anything that is not working in your life now, is either you have dishonored God, you have dishonored men, or you have dishonored principles. I'm tempted to start that teaching series on love and respect, but don't worry. You will get it. There are two people in the Bible that give me concern. And if not for divine intervention, one of them will have died anyhow. All of themselves. Is Agai and Mordecai. Listen to me. The human spirit is not designed to reject honor. No human being is designed to reject honor. Could it be that your stupidity is what is stopping your prayer from being answered? You are dishonorable towards your boss. Dishonorable. Which was what we saw in the life of Mordecai. Because read that Bible in context. Every person is actually supposed to greet. Is it Nama? Because we call it dying. Ama. Like Ama. Okay. Everybody's supposed to greet him. Then you stood. And do you know that actually is in that Bible that there was no reference in the book of Esther? There was no reference to God. What I mean by there was no reference to God is God was never mentioned in the book of Esther. Not once. But this guy is always standing. He will not answer. Everybody is greeting the boss. He will not answer. God. The people that like you matter. Some of you, you are the one creating the hostility in your life by yourself. In your office. You are not likable. Every person hates you. When you are not there, nobody can speak for you. I remember where we stay. It's a principle, so I don't need to form it. Where we say God has blessed us, oh God, our house is one of a kind. But do you know what? When I'm going, I will horn. Ping, ping, ping. I'll greet every person. If you did not see me, I will go ping, 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 ping. And then we did automated gates. That is when I knew that the love they have for me in that community is not normal. We did automated gates. All of a sudden, the automated gates started opening on its own accord. He was obeying the Bible. In less than split second, I started saying calls. Call, 3 minutes call already. Kilunshele. Do you not know the irony? We came for prayer or something in church. We did not get home until around 8. Our neighbors came and sat in front of the gate waiting for us. You are the only one that is pastor that have showed up at like this. Waiting for us. Then the security guards, they have called them. All of them who are standing. So when I came back, the gate was open too. And neighbors were standing there waiting. Then the woman, one woman said, "Mi o ti ro njeje late kan. Ha. Eh okan mi gate yin o shikale ri bayi. Ha ati wule ati ha." I was like, "Wow. Listen to me. It's the day you need them. You will know if you honor me." Yeah. You are the only one that abuse the gate man. It's a nonsense. It's because you make this kind of choice. That's why you are a gate man. Wow. And he's the one securing you. Okari. Okari lie. So closed doors that are happening in your life now can be traced to either your dishonor towards God, your dishonor towards men, or your dishonor towards principles. Just imagine. Hope you know the fact that me and my wife are saying we are relationship, whatever. Let's violate all the laws. Let's violate the law that keep happy home. You will be shocked. You will be begging us not to divorce ourselves. And that's what the Bible says. What? He said, what good understanding we in favor. He said, but the ways of transgressors is hard. One of the things that is going to happen to you this month, is that your ways will stop being hard. The way you are saying that, you may stand on one leg. I say your ways will stop being hard. And one of it is that you don't violate laws. You don't violate principles. You honor laws and principles. No matter how anointed my head is, I can't go to this floor and jump down. I have violated the law. If I survive, I will be on ICU for the next 6 months. Then you will be joining for prayer. All in the name of, I have forgotten that there's something called gravity. And I say, I want to test the Lord my God. I want to show you the law of levitation. And I jump. Then maybe we even did party. I say, jump daddy, jump pastor, jump whatever. Go daddy, go mommy, go whatever. The way you are going daddy, go daddy is the way they will raise God fund for you. Because doors are closed in your life. If you violate honor towards God, honor towards men, and honor towards principles. The Bible says Jesus could not do any miracle there because of their dishonor. Proverbs 29, verse 18, Amplified Translation. Are we getting blessed or blessed? Don't forget the foundation. What I'm doing is I'm laying foundation for the teachings that will be happening. Is it foundation enough? Please can you read this together with me? Where there is no what? And people, but he who, wait. But he who keeps the law of God, which includes that of man. He who keeps the law of God, which includes that of man. Is that not Pastor Prophet Wet? Please let me bring him to the front and his friend. That is Prophet Wet. Please celebrate them for me. Bring them to the front, please. Let me celebrate them. Is that how we celebrate here? Let me celebrate Prophet Wet. I celebrate you greatly, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Glory to God. Please let me be seated. Glory to God. I caught Prophet Wet today. That's how I used to your wali and your, but the height of my understanding was. Glory to God. So the Bible says where there is no vision, no redemptive revelation of God, he said the people perish. But he who keeps the law of God, which include that of man. You see, let me help you. If you keep the law of God, you can be blessed. If you violate the law of men, you will not be happy. He blessed unhappy person. Look at this now. He said blessed, bracket, happy, fortunate, and enviable. Is he? So there is the law of God that can bring the blessedness. If you violate that of men, you will not be happy. And somebody said beautifully well. He said, happiness is tied to happiness. That is, the happiness in your life around you, will not make you happy. Because men, they can be cruel towards your life. Another foolish person was Agai. Do you know what it means? Because most times when I sit down, actually, when I sit down most times, I used to wonder why in a marriage, people used to be angry when their husband or their spouse go and sleep with another person. That is the height. You see, that is the height of marital issue. That the guy is cheating. So I just wonder that, okay, why are people that angry? It means that they don't want to share what is theirs with another. It's only you that you are sharing your body with another. Since when God already told you in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20 that you are bought at a cost. Honor God with your body. So you are forgotten that it's only within the confines of marriage that God permits you to share your body with another. God is a jealous God. So that infidelity you have been doing, it has been making you cheat against God. I'm not the one that said it. It's the Bible. So I used to wonder why. Why don't they want them to share their body? Why don't they want their husband or wife to share their body with another? That is the height of anger. The brother, the Bible says, and in Proverbs, it says a husband's rage is unbearable. He will not permit it no matter whatever. He's angry. But do you not know what happened? A slave that was honorable towards Sarah. Sarah carried the slave and said, sleep with my husband. What? But the Bible says, as soon as she discovered that she has become pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. That's why sometimes, if you people know what happened behind closed door, that truly, God is the one that bless you, but God use me. You know, I say, me, I'm blessed. I have little now. I don't need me. Do you know yet? Yes, Efun. Hope you know that if you are on top of a ladder, you don't know the stability of the ladder. It's the one that is down that knows. Olorun sure. That is using Ewe Ogede to go pe. Kune pe. She began to, she saw that I have something my master did not have. She has forgotten that it was the same master that carried you there. Doors close, bruh. When you despise honor towards God, honor towards men, honor towards principles. He shut doors. But I want to pray for you. If there have been doors that have been shut against you due to foolishness, especially in your relationship with men, in the name of Jesus, let God Himself intervene on your case. In the name of Jesus, are we getting blessed or blessed? Honor. There's something called the law of honor. My question is, why is honor a law? Because the reason why honor is a law is because everything that is a law, the end is predictable. And that is why you will discover in mathematics, you can't have two correct answers. Because mathematics is being governed by formulas. There is an end to what you must get. You must get one. how you will know that you should go and re-register the mass you took is if you do the calculation twice and all the answers you are getting are in the option. Yes. You don't just go and submit. You did one formula, can you count 7. Then I said, let me confirm it again. Then you did 9. 7 and 9 are in the option. Then you did that now, can you count, and it gave you 14. Then I said, okay, finally, this is the one I'm more sure for. And then you did, I gave you 100. And all of them are in the option. That is how you will know that is take it, you are doing. You know what I'm saying? EJ, Adibaba CAC, Adibaba CAC. For those that don't understand it, when you are doing option, you know what I'm saying? When you want to fail, when you don't know what you want to do in life, say you get, just go to an objective question and start. Adibaba CAC, Adibaba CAC. At least randomly. And sometimes it used to work. Some of you used to get 20 over 40. But the reason why it's not reliable is that you can't continue to get the 20 over 40. Sometimes you are going to get minus 70. So anything that is a law is that its end is predictable. If you do 1 plus 1 and it's giving you 14, the issue obviously is that your village people have followed your calculator. Or you have gone and do cosine 19 or something like that. But we know that when you do tan sin cos or something like that, tan sin cos, sabi? Cos tan sin, whichever one, means that when you zoom go out, is that when, because I've done it before, is it Casio calculator or new calculator? If you are on tan sin or something, and then you press 1 plus 2 plus 7, and then it's giving you an answer. When you go to sin, it's only going to give you an answer. When you go to tap, it's going to give you an answer. Are we on the same page? That is the only time your calculator can be misbehaving. And then there's also a principle to that. You must respond the calculator back to the first setting. Are we on the same page? So one of the reasons why law honor is a law is that anything that is a law give you predictability. Yeah. There's an expected end to anything that is a law. A law means that it will work for anyone, anywhere and every time. So if you understand honor, whoa, you are one of the people that should be envied. Your life should be enviable. Why? Because you have just hit the jackpot of universal working. If you understand honor towards God, you understand honor towards men, and you understand honor towards principle. Kai, I envy you. Mokio Kari. Another thing is that honor actually governs. One of the reasons why honor is a law is that it governs access. You can only access what you honor. Number three, is that it governs increase. You attract what you respect. Number four is that it governs relationship. You sustain what you celebrate. It is Mike Murdock who said, he said, honor is a seed. Therefore, whatever you sow, He said, honor is a seed, and whatever you sow it into will grow towards you. If you sow it into God, it will grow towards you. If you sow it into men, it will grow towards you. If you sow it into principles, it will grow towards you. Life are actually governed by laws and principles. Now, let me say a few things to establish all of these things, and then we pray. Because is it looking like a good foundation, right? Please give me 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. Now, do you know that actually? If you are not a Bible student, it's difficult to attend a church where they will preach for 1 hour, 30 minutes. Because
or even 30 minutes, you're not a Bible student, you will not understand anything. Because this scripture I gave you now is because of time. Even though we should have read it from 16. But don't forget, don't worry, it's a series. I'll still go back to 16. But let me just do a breakdown of this scripture to you. Eli actually was from the descendants of Aaron. He's descendant of priesthood. So what God did was that he said the Levitical priesthood will not leave Aaron's lineage. The last priest actually that was from Aaron's lineage is Eli. Just follow me carefully. So what God did was to send a prophet, because you will not understand this word, this far be it from me. Those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me. You will not understand it because you wonder that Talon Shalom, Talon Mbaja. Is that his children as I am misbehaving? One of the things that actually connotes honor towards God, one of the proofs of honor towards God is giving. And in giving, don't forget, during this teaching, I'm going to explain explicitly to you what it means to give first fruit, what it means to give tithe, what it means to give offering, and what it means to give sacrificial seed, and all of those things you give. You will understand it in course of this teaching. Because it's under honor towards God that all of these things will be explained. I've said this severally, that the continuity of anything is on the strength of the author that bought it. Orita Meta, for example, is a traffic. How many of you don't know Orita Meta? Orita Meta? Orita Meta actually is a traffic for demonic activities. That is where three road meets. Is a traffic for demonic activities. An altar is battered there, whether or not you like it. So what happened is that when people are going to sacrifice their elbow, they drop it at the thick junction. Who told them that the spirit that is in charge of it will take it? So they go there and put the elbow or whatever it is on the Orita Meta. At least if you don't understand what we are saying, Yoruba movies will explain better to you. Nollywood. You see they put Iru, I'm sorry, Eko Kupa or something like that. Eko, Mufun, then oil. Now, I did Yoruba in school, actually, in my secondary school. So we understand that there are some of these concoctions that they put inside that thing. That is to a particular deity. If you put Eko and all those whatever there, I think there is a deity that it appears. There, if you put whatever, maybe Akara and whatever, there is a particular deity that is also corpse. So also, these things were learned from God. Hope you know that what the devil is doing now is masquerading. The Bible showed us in Corinthians, he said, even the devil masquerade himself like an agent of light. This is what happened. What the devil is doing is he's doing copycat. Anything he sees that work for God, he copies it because he knows there's a law that backs it up, that it will work. So he counterfeits it. Civilization have not allowed people to stop doing Ebo. It's civilization that want to stop people from tithing. It's civilization that want to stop people from giving offering. Now, you will be shocked when you see some of your governors at night with Owe. White Owe. And one small Ifa boy will be playing their head and putting kanken. And yet, they will come out in the evening on Facebook and say nonsense English. You know, people are talking you out of what worked for you. And you have not been able to talk them out of what worked for them. Why aren't people going on Facebook and whatever and saying that why are people giving a board? They should stop giving a board. See now in the lorry, that what's his name? Tide Road. That whatever ever green and whatever. You will see goats eating a board. That is being put there by one of your professors. These guys know what works for them. If it doesn't work, they will not continue doing it. You are the only one they are always trying to talk out of what works for you. So this story actually
that I honor those who honor me, and those who despise me, I will be disdained, was actually talking about God's word. Don't forget, God has already given his word that the priesthood will continue under this lineage. But all of a sudden, they started violating everything that represents God. Ah, God say, continue, this is what I'll do. I will check this law to me, that if anybody honor me, I will honor them. So you are the only one that picked the side of the Bible that work for you. Take for instance, you say, we are not New Testament priesthood. We are not Kenikam Okari, like, and you are still quoting Psalm 23 when you are in need. It's not Testament, sir. By the time you see cockroach moving like law in your kitchen, that you quickly jump to Psalm 91. He's saying in secret of one another, I shall not know the man. Then Psalm 191, you quickly go, I lift my head to you. My brother, you are quoting Proverbs. You are quoting Psalm, sir. It's the Old Testament. You are a New Testament Bible now, Christian. Okari, what are you doing in the Old Testament? Because most times, when we want to twist things, we twist it towards the one that works for us. But on it, today is not even concerned for the title and whatever. I'm just establishing a teaching. So this scripture actually does not, it's not as if God just wake up and say, I will honor those who honor me. And those who can, no. It was because these people already violated the law. That was an agreement between them and God. This was a prophet that came to come and tell Eli this information. Before God now picked Samuel from a Canaan lineage. In fact, Samuel, do you know what it means? This thing is giving me concern. In Proverbs chapter, in this first Samuel chapter 1, Eli's children were very elderly and old, including Eli. In first Samuel 1. Samuel had not even been born. He was a son in prophecy. So when they gave birth to Samuel, the children of Eli were still far old. As old as Eli was. He had children that were also old. So Samuel was just like one. Just imagine that as all of you are here now. Because there is a certain age you will reach in Israel before you enter your office. And that's what happened to Jesus when at the age of 12, he was doing some things. His parents say, Akile, Bugule, why are you telling me? And then the Bible says he was obedient unto them. Yes. At the age of 12, he was like, don't you think I should be about my father's business? He said, your father's business after me. Your father didn't have time, and I presume he already did a powerful teaching on that. That the same Jesus that followed his parents, when Mary knew that it was time, Jesus was saying it was not time. Mary said, whatever I tell you to do, do it. And the Bible recorded that that was his first public miracle. In John chapter 2. The same Jesus that was jumping into temple. He bowed and said, why are you troubling our hearts? What a liver. And then the Bible says he was obedient unto them. He followed them. Then all of a sudden, when it was time for his ministry to start, he was saying that, errantly, you say it's not time. It's not your time. Then the mother said, Wambi, come and do this. Say, mother, what is that to you? It's not your my time. Then the mother told them, say, I know my son. Anything he tells you to do, do it. There is timing. So that means that Samuel was still growing and those guys were misbehaving. Then, where Samuel was growing was under the altar. When the light of the king of the altar is about to go down, he's the one that will light the light. He's the one that will open the gate of the house. Then God saw himself in Samuel that he can talk to. And do you know the strangest part? Is that he spoke to him through a voice that he knows. When God wants to speak to you now, which voice will you use? To my ear. And then he stood up. So this scripture that the Bible was talking about, I honor those who honor me, is actually due to a failed agreement. So experiencing and seeing the honor of God in your life has nothing to do with you if you are not honorable towards God, towards people, and towards principle. And like I said yesterday, I said this series is not an amen series. It's a to-do series. It's not amen. It's a to-do series. Take for instance Psalm 25, verse 12. That scripture, I hope you know, that scripture, I used to say it. That scripture, sometimes we get directed and pray that scripture, but actually that scripture is not supposed to be prayed. It's a to-do scripture. He said, who is the man that feared the Lord? He shall he instruct in the way chosen for him. Oh, simple. He's are saying that, who is a union learning student? We shall give them tablets. What do you need to do? It's not to become a union learning student. Who is a building church member? Every building church member, Sabbath truck for all of you. Do you need to come and beg me and say, please, sir, hey, I'm begging you, give me Sabbath truck. You are just a member, you take Sabbath truck. So what that scripture is saying is, who is the man that feared the Lord? He did not say he should pray. He said the man that feared the Lord, every man that feared the Lord, he said, I will instruct him in the way chosen for him. So when it comes to honor and experiencing the love, honor of God, we cannot put the honor of God on your leg and match it, matcha. Is that when you honor God, you will see the honor of God. You know something happened? Something very strange happened in 2 Kings. This is 2 Kings, 1 Kings. 1 Kings 3 is the story of Solomon. Don't forget, when I'm coming deeply, when I have to do with giving and service, teaching as one of the elements that you need, or one of the proof of honor towards God, is one of it is sacrifice and giving. Under that sacrifice and giving, that's when I'm going to explain to you today what it means for you to honor God with your substance. And because the Bible actually says in Proverbs 3 verse 9, if I'm not incorrect, you say, honor God with your substance, with the first fruit of all your gettings. So you get, you say, honor the Lord with your wealth. KJV said, with your substance and with all the first fruit of all thy increase. That is one of the ways to honor God. So look at this. This guy just woke up. He has been anointed king and he has listened to his father very well. And then he just went to the high places and began to offer sacrifice. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. Talon smoke was See, Omo David. Omo David. Then Angel Michael asked God, he said, hey, your daddy, second loss. He said, I think I'm seeing. God himself came down. Listen to me. If you want to have what nobody has gotten before, you must be ready to do what nobody had done before. God himself came down and said, hey, what? You don't need. He said, I can fool me in wisdom. He can. God said, wisdom does not go alone. Wisdom does not go alone. In Proverbs 8, he was one telling us that with me, his riches, wealth, honor, and all of that. That was proper. He was one telling us. And don't forget, before he told us that, he said, when I was a lonely child of my mother and my father, whatever, he told me, he said, he was not started teaching him that, get honor, you know, by getting, Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. He said, what did that proverb even say that? Proverbs 4 7. Give me Proverbs 4 7. He said, wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. Do it cause all you have. Get understanding. That was what his father taught him. Because if you check verse 1 of this same proverb, he said, when I was a child and my father's only whatever, he taught me and said, he said, listen, my son, I give you this learning. So what it means is that it was not Solomon's idea to choose wisdom. It was what his father told him. You are the only one that they say you should go and choose, and you chose alone with your full chest. Nobody else can say you. Listen to me. In this kingdom, you rise by information. But there are some informations that you don't get it by reading Bible. I'm telling you the truth. You get it by being passed down. There are people that have gone ahead by it being passed down. So if not, this guy will have chosen nonsense. And that was what was lacking in the life of his own child, Rehoboam. When they came to seek counsel, I said, it was human beings. Because don't forget, I say, if you lack honor towards God, you lack honor towards men, your life is in shege promax. So this guy, the people came and asked and said, what can we do? Can you lessen our body? Can you do this because of your parents and all of that? If you're not a Bible student, sincerely, all this I'm saying, you think I make it up. But no problem. Can you do whatever? And then he went to meet the elders of his dad. And then the elders told him, tell them you will lessen their whatever. And then this will serve you forever. And then Bible said he went to meet his age mates. Be careful of people that are your peer. Because you see, you can't grow beyond your knowledge. So they told him, he said, tell them, plus even me and you now, is that cancer even making sense? That God tell them that your little finger is stronger than your father's waste. That your father beat them with whip, you beat them with scorpion. And the Bible said, foolishly, he took that kind of cancer.
May you not be foolish. Honor towards God. Bless or bless.
So do we understand where this is coming from now? That first Samuel chapter 2 verse 30. It's coming from a failed agreement. So God now said, okay, this is what me I'll do. I will honor those that honor me. The law of tithing, the law of honor, the law of service, the law of whatever. If you do it, me too, I will keep my own part. But there's one scripture I saw. While I was preparing for this meeting, please give me Matthew chapter 10, verse 40 and 41. So what this scripture is saying is that if you honor God, what will God do to you? You are not answering me now. If you honor God, what will God do to you? What if you do not honor God, what will he do? So expressing the honor of God is taking that which is God and putting it upon your life. That is what it means. Are we on the same page? Are we still on the same page? All right. Now, look at this. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 40 and 41. Please, can we read this together? You are going to give me an NIV, and then you are going to give me a Living Bible. Please, let's read together. He who receives, and he who receives me, receive the one. Because this receive now, it's like, you collect him. No, that's not what that scripture is saying. You understand now? Verse 41, very quickly. Verse 41. He said, anyone who receives a, because it's a, we receive a prophet, and anyone who receives a, because it's a, we receive a righteous man. Now, I said yesterday, during our prayer, I said, the thing that make God, God, is the honor accorded to God. When God is, do you know what it means? It's like Yoruba. Pastor me, come. Let's imagine that Pastor me is a Yoruba, of which he is. Now, come. Let's imagine I'm his dad. No, let's climb up so that they can see it very well. It is in the same whatever. Let's imagine that. Come now. I'm his dad. And this is early morning. So come and greet me. Please, what is he doing to me? What is he doing in Yoruba now? This is honor, Abi. Carry me back to that Sam, somewhere. Call somewhere. It's not making any sense. I just wish it does. He said, he will honor me, I will honor. The highest of God's currency in heaven is the honor that is due to God. It's the weight on him. In Psalm 138, verse 2b, the Bible showed us. He said, for he has exalted above all things his name and his word. We saw him sign that same name on Jesus. So look at this now. This man now, he has honored me, Abi. Honor. As his father, Abi. Now, look at me. Please stand up. Now, me as God now, me as his father now, if I'm supposed to carry this thing, what will I do in return? I will honor him. How can I honor him? How can I honor him back now? Oh, you want me to prostrate? I can't prostrate. How many of you have ever heard people say something like, Omashi Wefwen? That is an honor I'm giving back to him. That is all this thing you are giving me. And let me help you guys. If you are working in a place and the CEO pray for you that everything you did for us, may you have people to do it back to you. If you can't say amen, you did not serve correctly. Me, anywhere I go to, if they give me that prayer, I will shout amen with all of my answer my sort. As you are serving in church like this, Oti Bakamera, you are the one spoiling everything. You are the one that is always causing confusion in the choir. The worship team, you cause confusion, and you said it to us that God have sent you that you are going to go to the end of the world. Amen. You see, the only prayer we can pray back to you is that the way, and when we are the one praying for you, you are in Shege Proma. I would say, may God exponentially multiply this thing you have done in this place and pay you back in your coin in multiple fold. Because you don't reap what you sow. You reap more than that. How many of you have ever plugged, plant mango and you want to plug only one mango? No, it's multiple. If you have that consciousness in your honor towards God, it's the same way, the way you honor God, It's the same way God will now bring honor back to your life in multiple dimensions. Please stand up, sir. Do you know what happened in Genesis, in Exodus? What God did to Moses was to make Moses a god to Pharaoh. Pharaoh was not dealing with Moses. He was dealing with a god. I said Pharaoh was not dealing with Moses. Please, thank you, be seated. He was dealing with a god. So much so that the Bible now said that, and I will make Aaron to be your prophet. Because hope you know that Moses was a prophet to God. Then he became a god to Pharaoh. And God knows that every god needs a prophet. So he made Aaron a prophet unto Pharaoh. So anytime he showed up, it was a god that was standing before him that he did not know. He thought it was that Moses that he trained. You cannot worship the Lord and he will not make you a god in your field of influence. If all the weight that is God is being thrown behind you, there is no man that can bring you down. So honor towards God is not a nonsense conversational. It comes with understanding. Now, please give me Living Bible. Go back very quickly before my time. Living Bible. Please, can we read this together? If you welcome a prophet because he is a man of... Okay, those who welcome me, you are welcoming. And when they welcome me, they are welcoming God who... Next verse very quickly. He said, if you welcome a prophet because he's a man of God, you will be given the same. Wait. So it implies that when you honor God, the reward that is accorded God is what you get. When God wants to honor you, is the reward that is due to God that he throw back behind you. I want to show you something. Genesis 32, verse 28. Give it to me in Living Bible. Please, can we read this together? The man told him, it is one who has, you can't kneel before God and kneel before me. Honoring God is powering with God. Is that you are strong, like you are strong with God. And then the Bible now says, you shall prevail with men. You now know something. John chapter 12, verse 26. John 12, 26. People will come, go pray now. I'm out. Gone. John 12, 26. Please be fast now. I did not say in Living Bible. John 12, 26. Give me in the NIV. Please, can we read this together? Wait. My Father, we honor the one who serves. So honor is God throwing his credibility behind a man. The weight of what made God God is behind a man. So the way men will have perceived God is the way they will begin to perceive such a man. Omar Shere means that with the Congo you use, it will be way back to you. So let me help you. Everything, most of the things that are happening in your life now can be traced to your level of honor towards God. Especially the one that the reward system is fetched from honor. Including your finance. Especially as a man of God. Let me help you guys. You see, The man, if you are going to be minister, the credibility of your wealth is not going to be on the strength of your impact alone. It's going to be on the strength of your honor towards God. You cannot, because a church have need and be asking your members to increase their offering while your own is still constant. I don't think people say 1 year. I want to show you Malachi. Malachi chapter 1 from verse 6 to 8. And then we'll be ready to pray. Because everything that makes God God, we have to rest upon you. God can give a man his name. Kai, God can give a man his word. God can give a man his approval. The seal of God's approval can be on a man. Look at this. He said, a son honor his father and a servant his master. If I am a father, where is the honor due me? Honor towards God. He said, if I'm a master, where is the respect due me? Says the Lord Almighty, it is you, O priest, who show contempt for my name. But you ask all of that. He said, you place the fivefold on my altar. But you ask, how have we defied you? He said, by serving the Lord's altar with contentment. Let's be upstanding. Have we been blessed or blessed? I say, have we been blessed or blessed? Give me Mark chapter 6. Because our prayer is threaded in that place. I wrote something in my note. I say you cannot access what you don't recognize. Because you can't expect miracles from a God you don't trust. Neither can you trust a God you don't know. How less honor him? Yeah. You cannot access what you don't recognize. Because you can't expect miracles from a God you don't trust. Neither can you trust a God you don't know. How less honor him? That is, you honor him less is when you don't know him. Because recognition is the bridge between need and supply. Prayer and manifestation. Prophecy and fulfillment. God recognizes. Recognizing that God isn't a man. We help you know that God is a waymaker, is a promise keeper. Is a lover. Is a generous God. Is a merciful God. But wait. He's also the consuming fire. And then I said something here. I said, it is the sensitivity to see and overlook what and look at what others overlook. This is what it also helps you to do. Is that it gives you the wisdom to respond correctly to moments. Some of you have despised the presence of God. You come to church and you are on Facebook throughout. IG, Inani. Because look at this. He said, Jesus said to them, only in his hometown and in the village is a prophet without honor. Next verse. He said he could not do many miracles except lay his hand on a few people and heal them. Next verse very quickly. And then this amazed me. He said he was amazed at their lack of faith. And let me help you. If you don't have honor towards God, it will sponsor unbelief. So I want you to pray that in the name of Jesus, just one thing I need to pray, just mercy. That Father, is there any way I've been dishonorable towards you? Show me mercy. Pray. Show me mercy. And then is there any way I've been dishonorable towards people? Towards principles? Father, show me mercy. Don't forget, this is the prayer of mercy. So is I doing you, you will pray it. The Father, show me mercy. Pray. Just a few more seconds. Show me mercy, Lord. Show me mercy. I turn a new leaf today, Lord. Father, show me mercy. Is there any way I have been the one preventing my miracles? Is there any way I have been the one preventing my happiness? Lord, show me mercy. 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 I release the sound of the heavens, the sound of creation. Yahweh is you. I release sound of the heavens, sound of creation. Yahweh is you. Yahweh, Yahweh. I release sound of the heavens, sound of creation. Yahweh is here. I release the sound of the heavens, the sound of creation. Yahweh is here.
Sing.
Yahweh, Yahweh.
For you, that is there any way you have been suffering the consequence of dishonor? Let God show you mercy. Either honor towards God, honor towards people, honor towards principle. I say in the name of Jesus, let the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. Tonight, some of you have actually lost touch with helpers and favor because of foolishness. Today, let God open door again for you. And open a book of remembrance concerning you. In the name of Jesus. You'll come back with mind-blowing testimony. God bless you. You are lifted. In Jesus' mighty name, have we pray. Don't forget, we come in the name of the Lord. And from the house of the Lord, we have been blessed.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. This is the Building Church. Our core values are spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. Join us for our Sunday Glorious Service at 8 a.m. and our midweek service every Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. at the Building Church behind Becadim's Tanke Okiodo, Ilorin, Kwara State. Please follow us on all social media platforms at the Building Church. Stay blessed.